Hello, adventurer. There's nothing more that brings me joy than a brand new episode of my favorite podcast. But I always do need a refresher, so let's find out what happened last time on The Incredible Party. In chains, separated, and stripped of their items and weapons, Mia and Falzern are subjected to a zone of truth before being interrogated by Samuel Coltis, confirming their dedication to the Paladin's cause of ridding Aspara of the Niogi once and for all. And now the harrowing adventure continues. Mia, you're outside the interrogation buildings waiting for nearly half an hour or so. There's kind of a contingent of Paladins that are always just near you. They don't hover over you or anything, but they seem to be close by as you kind of loiter.
Mm-hmm.
They seem perhaps like a little on edge around you. Their hands never quite seem to leave the hilts of their sheathed weapons. But finally, Samuel exits one of these structures, shortly followed by Falzern. The two of you rejoin as Samuel stalks off towards the Niogi cave, briefly stopping to exchange a few words with Silas. Captain Grohl nods as Samuel's speaking to him. Silas kind of shoots a glance over to the two of you. There seems to be a bit of, like, relief momentarily. You can clearly see on his face.
Okay, good.
A few moments more of conversation between them before Silas nods again. Samuel continues walking away towards the cave, and Silas approaches the two of you, motioning to two paladins that accompanied him when you were arrested. And they do have your belongings, of which they hand back to each of you. I'm really glad that everything worked out. I'm sorry again of what I had to do, but I mean, I'm sure you know what it's like to get an order.
Yeah, well, it's fine. Like, we told the truth. What else could we do? Falzern, I'm glad you decided to talk as well.
Yes, and I'll reiterate, I mean, it is what it is. It's water under the bridge at this point, but
glad we didn't run.
I really don't think my things needed to be taken from me, but it is what it is.
I mean, that's a precaution. You both know how powerful the two of you are. If you were to turn out to be a threat, it would take quite a number of us to take you down, even if we could. Surely you understand.
I suppose I understand.
So they he kind of motions away for like the accompanying paladins with him, leaving like the two of you with him. They put you in the zone, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm used to casting zones. It's fine.
I've been in it a couple times myself. It's not the most pleasant thing.
I feel like he knew. Anyway, it's fine. We had nothing to hide. It stresses me out to think. I just really didn't think Shakara and Shaft capable of running off and doing things, like, willingly. I don't know. Seems more and more like, did we even know them, Falzern?
I'm reluctant to leap to judgment. Who knows what happened?
Their footprints. I mean, they did it, right? But why? It's all just confusing.
It seems that way, but we don't have the whole picture.
But the front lines, what's the plan now, Captain Grohl?
I mean, it seems like Samuel has a plan. I have some additional orders that I need to carry out. May take me the better part of the day.
Without the light, I mean, they've got to know.
I think that's why Samuel's spurred. It seems like he's pretty ready to mobilize ASAP. Oh, I almost forgot. Silas kind of puts a hand up to his forehead, and he walks over to one of these structures, the interrogation huts, throws it open, and you see Thuf the Younger still chained in there on one of the chairs, his feet kind of dangling and like not touching the floor. Silas kind of looks at him, walks in, begrudgingly unchains him, and lets him join the two of you.
Aw, Thufty, I was worried about you. Are you okay?
He's like, Thuf the Younger's rubbing his wrist. I'm okay.
Is it okay if I call you Thufty? I just thought of it. It's like Thuft the Younger, T-Y, Thufty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's okay. Can I call you M? MB?
What's the B?
Well, I thought your name was Brightwood.
Oh, yeah, MB. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool, MB.
Cool, Fefty.
Falzern kind of just like sort of grins, but also shakes his head.
I look over and I
bit.
Go, ha, Falzy. We all got E.
Oh, yeah, Falzy.
MB, Thufty, Falzy.
What's your last name?
Let's just.
You know what? I don't know his last name.
Maybe we just stick with Falzern.
No, what is it? Let's go back to the cave in the zone. Let's talk in the zone a little bit.
Let's go back in the zone. Silas is like also shaking. He's like, okay, I'll leave you to it. I have things I need to get done.
We're super powerful, but obsessed with nicknames right now. Okay.
And the kind of entourage of paladins around you, like Silas gives them each kind of a wave and a brush off almost. And they disperse and go about what they normally would be doing if they didn't have to, like, post a guard around the two of you, potentially. And the three of you are left kind of to your own devices again.
Thufty, what kind of weapons do you have? Or do you just use, like, magic?
Oh, yeah, I'm very magic, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you were able to defend yourself if anything happened. Without the tower being powered, you never know when we're going to get hit.
Oh, what do you mean? Like by any yogis?
Yeah, I would assume they start moving closer and closer, since they can.
Oh, yeah, I mean, probably. They're probably, like, maybe even right underneath us. Who knows? But they wouldn't hurt me.
True.
And remember, you know, we're hoping to make peaceful talks and come to an agreement.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll be happy to accept your peaceful surrender.
Yeah, right. Yeah, see, that's... He keeps wording it like that, Falzy. It's all right, Thufty.
Okay, MB.
Falzern, I don't know, we have a little bit of time, it seems. Anything you want to do? Like, what should we do to prepare ourselves? Thufty, is there anything that would help us for the second body and the negotiations?
I mean, like, what do you mean?
I don't know, like, if we have to fight, because we won't surrender. What's their weakness? Like, what's Niyogi weak against? Is the god's body weak against anything? Is it movable? Yeah, is it just... Yes?
I'm not sure that
Thufty is my friend. He would never lie to me.
I don't have any reason to.
Exactly. So, like, how big is this body? And... if the god is in the body, does the body move? Or you made it kind of sound like it doesn't?
I mean, it's pretty big. It's probably like 15 times of me, maybe. I assume it's going to move once Kakalas gets in back inside of it.
What's it look like? Is it a human? Is it a giant?
Yeah, human. No, it's like a big Niyogi.
It's a Niyogi, but big.
I mean, what else? Is Kakalas is a Niyogi god?
Oh, true. I just didn't know if the god would inhabit, like, a different creature or something. Okay. So, how many people guard this body?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. There's always Niyogis and other thralls working on it.
What do Niyogi hate the most?
I don't really know. What do you hate the most?
Good point. Okay.
Oh, no, I know. They hate the shapeless ones the most, for sure.
Shapeless ones. Does that mean anything to Mia?
You can roll me a history.
So 18 history.
Okay, yeah. So you've definitely come across this name before, and really only in the context of them being like this great evil as far as the Niyogi are concerned. They're essentially the Niyogi lost their home because of the shapeless ones.
That's good information.
Where are these shapeless ones? Are they here?
Stuff the younger like points up to the sky. No, they're like way far out there in the wild space.
Falzer, and the shapeless ones are who stole the Niyogi's homeland from them. That's why Niyogi had to come here, from what I read.
I see.
Okay, nothing we can really exploit on that front. What do you think is happening with Samuel's armor? That's the other thing. We stand no chance if he's not operating at full capacity.
Yes, I've noticed he seems a bit off. It's hard to put my finger on it.
From what you said, he said in his journals, right? It just feels different. He felt immediately like all powerful, and then it's just slowly draining away.
Right.
What do we think of this blue lights in the camp, in the tent, and the shadow, the blue mail that we saw, like when he put the armor on? Is this like a separate entity, and it like the like if it came from Samuel's tent, right, and he slept with the armor on, the armor could be what the blue light was coming from his tent. And then when we searched his tent, obviously the armor's not in there.
Yes, I suppose.
What kind of experiments can we run on the armor?
I'm not sure. I have the magical ability to... I mean, I can spend some time to try and identify some of the magic that's in it, but I don't know how far that's going to get us.
Would Mia know if Samuel has a paladin, like, head of the clerics, or like an advisor, or someone that would know maybe about curses, that sort of thing, if that was what was going on with the armor?
You know that one of the generals, Larak Calloway, she is basically in charge of, she's like, you know, the kind of the medic side of it, and she runs that kind of sect of the army. So that's probably going to be the best person that you may want to seek out and speak to about something like that. In addition to her, you know, the other two generals, just to remind you both, General Wilsha Ventrier, she oversees the arcane troops. And then there's General Albert Stellus, who's this big hulking beast of a man who oversees the martial troops.
Why don't you go talk to Ventrier and I talk to Calloway and see if they know anything? I feel like talking to Samuel would be helpful too, but he's a busy guy. Don't want to bother him.
Perhaps. I suppose it's not a bad idea.
Okay. Thufty, you come with me.
Sure.
And I'll take off to go see General Calloway.
You don't know exactly where to go, obviously, but like you can like make your way through the camp, and the camp is, again, it's kind of laid out in this kind of mishap way just based on the geography, right, of this slope of this mountain. And you know, you wander for 30-40 minutes perhaps, looking and asking, you know, ask a few people where to find these particular generals, and you can find where they have like the clerical training and the few remaining like medical or like healing supplies that they have left after the Yogi pilfered the storage tent. And you kind of enter a fairly large canvas tent, and there's just people in there. They look like they're like they got mortar and pestles going, and they're grinding up herbs and filling up vials of what the distinct kind of red tinged liquid of healing potions and that kind of thing. Like there's clearly like a production of supplies happening, again, with what little the entire camp has left.
Nice.
But you will be directed towards General Calloway. And if you, again, you recall, she's a female tiefling. She has bright green skin. She wears splint armor. She has these 6-inch horns, kind of match the color of her skin. They curve like back along her skull and then flare up to kind of create this like 45 degree angle, as if you drew a line like straight back, right? And she wears around her neck a holy symbol of a waterfall spilling into a still body of water, which I believe Mia, you would recognize this. It's for Eldath, the green goddess, or Mother of Waters, also called the Quiet One. She doesn't look like she carries a weapon either.
General Calloway, excuse me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm Mia. I just want a minute of your time. And this is Thuf the Younger. I've just been... All right, I'll just come out with it. The armor, it's not working like it should with Samuel. I was wondering if you have any knowledge that I don't have of the armor, or knowledge of what could be causing this. I hate to jump to conclusions. I'm suspecting that it could be cursed in some way.
She kind of takes you just kind of loosely by the arm and leads you kind of out of this tent, away from the people sitting at the tables and grinding herbs.
Mia talking too loud about very finding, secret
yeah,
things.
She she finds a bit of privacy in a, as much as you can in a encampment. I have yet to have a chance to look over Samuel after the assembly. It's on my to-do list. You have concerns? You've spoken with him?
Yeah, so I've spoken with him a few times. There's a few different pieces of information and things going on. First of all, I'm sure you're extremely busy with the tower being powered down right now, so I apologize, but this seems urgent. We've done some investigation. My partner Falzer, and he's going to talk to Ventrier, General Ventrier, sorry. He felt like he could single-handedly take on the Niyogi as soon as he put the armor on. That's the right feeling we're chasing. However, he looks older today already. It's only been a couple hours. It's only been a day, and he feels weaker. He feels like it's draining him. Does that sound like a curse? What could it be?
It does sound like there could be something wrong, yes.
Is it him, or is it the armor? Do you know anything I don't know?
Unfortunately, I don't know anything about these pieces, only the power that Samuel says can change the tide of our war we're waging.
And you've heard nothing of this armor being associated with, like, a blue light at all? Similar to the tower, I guess, kind of, like, there were rumors that there were blue lights within the camp overnight, and one particular tent, Samuel's tent, was putting off some blue light. Falzard and I have looked. There's nothing in there. I can only assume it was the armor doing so while Samuel rested.
You have quite a bit of information.
Yeah, please keep this to yourself.
Well, if there is something wrong with Samuel, then I'll bring it up, and I'll bring an attention to the rest of the generals as well as him, perhaps. If it is a curse, as you hypothesize.
Samuel's aware of it. And, you know, with Falzern going to talk to General Ventrier, it's not going to be hush-hush, I suppose, with you guys for much longer. I didn't know if there was any more information that you guys would have known, other than just what the pieces were and that when assembled it could, you know, eliminate Niyogi. That's my extent of knowledge, really. Okay, I'm just worried that it'll continue to drain him and that we will not have the strength we need to overcome the Niyogi.
Can you roll me a persuasion check, please? And I will give you advantage on this.
At 20, 26. So I think we're good.
General Galloway, you know, just kind of regards you for a second after you've expressed this concern. I can tell that you portray true concern for Samuel and for our cause. I know that Samuel does speak quite highly of you, Miss Brightwood. And I can forgive the perhaps subterfuge is too strong of a word, but Samuel doesn't take too kindly to people investigating into him behind his back.
He's just a busy guy. That's all it is.
She kind of chuckles. We're all very busy, as you say. I will look over him. I will speak to him. In fact, I will do so right now.
Do you want me to help?
If you'd like to accompany me, we can speak to him together, yes.
Okay, do you mind if we grab Falzern first? He should be done with Ventrier soon. We'll swing by the arcane area there.
Calloway knows where you can find Ventrier, so she'll kind of lead the two of you and Thuf the Younger.
Yeah, I say it like, that's where he is, so let's just swing by, even if it's out of our way.
Okay, so Falzern, you have been given a decree by Mia Brightwood to go seek General Vendrier. I assume you do in fact want to go do that.
Yep.
And so you kind of go through the same process. There's kind of a general area in which you can find General Vendrier. And here, like you see, much like you kind of witnessed when you found Silas early this morning, he was training some of the fighters with wooden weapons and test dummies and that. A similar thing with like magic users. I bet it's pretty refreshing for Falzern perhaps to see something like this. There's a scene like this. You'd see a scene like this walking down the evocation district of Heracleion, right? I think very familiar, I bet. Familiar vibes maybe Falzern gets from being in this portion of the camp and seeing the training that's going on here.
Brings him back to the better days when his life wasn't falling apart trying to save Aspara.
Okay, and you can find, again, you've met these generals, like you recognize General Vendrier, you've been introduced to them, so you find her essentially tutelage, like offering some tutelage to some of the arcane warriors, we can call them, I suppose. Essentially, like, you know, helping someone with their batting swing. She's like adjusting form and getting their somatic components like performed correctly.
So Falzern will maybe just pause for a few seconds or a minute to see if there's a semi-appropriate time to butt in. And then he'll say, General Vendrier, it's me, Falzern. I we've met already. I don't know if you recall. I'm just hoping to have a couple moments of your time, if I could.
Yes, that's quite all right. And she, you know, speaking to the paladin she was helping. Carry on, yes, just like that. And she'll approach you. How can I help you, Falzern?
Well, I have a couple things to ask. Perhaps we could... I kind of look around. Is there somewhere sort of quiet where we could speak with a bit more privacy?
Yes. Come with me, my tent is just over here.
Okay, so Falzern will follow. Now, General, I appreciate this. I didn't want to start rumors or cause concern amongst the soldiers, but myself and Mia have reason to suspect that perhaps something is not quite right with Samuel. Have you noticed anything unusual since he has assembled the full set of the armor and put it on?
I ran him through some preliminary tests to test the limits of the armor itself once it was assembled. I am due to test him again tonight for comparison. Other than that, it seems to be functioning as it should.
Okay. I suppose that's a good next step to see if there's been any change to how the armor functioned. It's hard to put my finger on it, but he seems a bit off.
How so?
I don't know how exactly I would describe it. Almost seems tired. Almost, it's almost as though he's losing some of his vigor. If that makes any sense.
This was something that I feared. There is an obvious connection between the pieces and the artifacts that powered the tower. Based on their history, which I know you are aware of, there must be a connection between the two. Items of such great power can easily imprint upon each other, leave a touch of their effects that often cannot be fully dispelled.
I see. Well, I suppose the results of your testing tonight will be hopefully eye-opening for us to know if the armor is still maintaining its power and able to be wielded by Samuel. Another thing, there were some reports of blue lights last night, and perhaps some of it coming from Samuel's tent. Does this make any sense to you?
Well, that seems to further support my theory. You not agree?
I suppose that would make sense.
And if there is a negative side effect to wearing this armor. Perhaps it can be negated somehow. Perhaps its cause is still something not complete with the set. Maybe something that Samuel himself is unaware.
A missing piece, you think? Or something else?
What happens when you are missing the component for a spell?
Well, you are not going to get the desired result, that's for sure.
Or perhaps even a substituted component. Things could go awry. As you say, you will not get your desired result. To me, it seems like it is pretty simple, pretty straightforward to determine. Samuel had an expectation. He has gathered the components that meet that expectation. There's something wrong with either A or B.
Interesting. And how do you propose to figure out which component is the problem?
That is the not-so-simple side of it.
Well, I must admit, this is good to know. I wasn't thinking down this line of thinking, but it makes sense now that you point it out.
You've spoken to Samuel about this, then? He has voiced his concerns of waning power to you and Mia?
Well, no, I haven't spoken to Samuel directly about this. I wasn't sure. I don't know, he's obviously very busy, and, well, he's had some trust issues with me so far today, so our relationship may be a bit rocky. I thought maybe I should gather some more information first before I brought it up to him, if that needed to be done at all.
Perhaps the test should be moved ahead, and we should do it right now.
Well, I suppose if he's willing to spare the time, we could.
I'm due to meet with him in a couple hours anyways. Pushing that ahead of schedule should not be a problem.
All right, very good.
And she kind of, like, briskly, like, walks out of her tent with an expectation that you follow, but though she doesn't, like, voice that, but she begins to move through this camp. And so now the two sets of you kind of, like, almost converge in this point in the camp, right, as your paths are, like, they're about to crisscross, essentially, kind of thing. I guess the five of you, including Thufty the Younger, will never forget Thufty, are almost, like, run into each other here.
Hello.
Falzarin, yeah. Is this General Ventrier, correct?
Yes.
We're headed to Samuel. We have some theories about what could be going on. I'm sure you do as well.
Yes, actually. General Ventrier has been very helpful.
Okay, well, since Samuel mentioned this to me, I can do the talking if it gets weird. Just let's see what we can figure out.
Certainly.
See, the two generals kind of, like, nod to each other. And again, the two of them will lead the three of you to the Nioga cave. And you pass through the membrane, right? Where you push through and it stretches across your body. And, like, momentarily, like, you feel like the feelings of suffocation as it fully engulfs you. And you force your way through as the remains of it kind of evaporate. And you're now back into the chamber with the oversized sacks filled with people with the connective tissue that run, you know, to the center of the room like spokes. You can climb the stairs back up to the top where the closed off portal is, where the armor was assembled, and you find Samuel is up there.
I'll inform whoever's guarding, if there is such thing. Like, we're here to see Samuel. Apologies for coming unannounced. We want to check on something.
Yeah, he is with six of his personal guard, not the full entourage that the two of you have seen before. And it looks like he's just kind of looking, and again, it's still inspecting this portal thing. Just kind of standing in front of it. Looks a little contemplative, perhaps.
Samuel, it's Mia, Falzarin, Thuf the Younger, and I brought your generals, Calloway and Ventrier. I'm concerned about you in the armor, so I'm hoping with help we can figure out what's going on. I hope that's okay.
Concerned? About what?
Yeah, remember how you feel like it's not as powerful as when you first put it on, and like, it's just sucking some little bits of life out of you? I'm concerned about curses or something not being right in some way, and we can investigate now. They can run their checks on your armor like they were going to.
Samuel kind of looks to both generals. Venturier is clearly very forward as she steps like right up to Samuel. We will move our tests up now. Let us perform your capabilities and see how they measure up to last night. Samuel, he doesn't look like angry or anything. He's just kind of like a little taken aback, I suppose, at the forward. But he made Venturier his general for a reason.
Yeah. And Mia's standing there like, come on, just, I'm sorry, but.
Falzarin kind of takes a step or two back, wanting to get a bit of distance from him in case this test goes awry.
Yeah, and I guess Mia's expression too is a little bit like, you know something's not right. You told me, you confided in me, like you expected me not to follow up on it. Like, this is for the greater good, sort of. Yeah, anyway.
Samuel kind of gives in. Fine. We'll run your test. Venturier kind of motions for the rest of you to, like, step back a little bit.
Yeah, is there, like, a manual that comes with this thing? And we're push down on the brakes, pump the gas 3 times, move the blinker up and down, and then the shut engine light, or the, you know, check engine light goes off.
You have to feather the gas while you're turning the ignition. Driven many an old crappy car, I'm quite familiar with this.
Venturier is kind of hovering around Samuel, right? And it's like Venturier is going through this checklist. I mean, it's very clear to me, obviously wasn't privy to the conversation that Venturier had with Falsey, but it's clear to Mia that General Venturier has already done something like this. And she's clearly like very kind of by the numbers going through this checklist, kind of starting with the amulet, right? And you see Samuel activates it and he disappears, goes in completely invisible. Venturier gives a little, you know, gives him a little, the little, okay, check. And then next is the gauntlets, and Samuel reappears. Both the palms of his gauntlets start to glow with a blue light. And this does look like the color of the tower, like the tower kind of blue light. And they get brighter and brighter and brighter until you almost need to shield your eyes. It's so intense. And then finally, Venturier motions to, like, kind of points to a wall. And Samuel lets out the blast of them. And chunks of the rock in this tunnel just explode from the impact of its blasts. And Venturier approaches the impact point, and you actually see that kind of on this wall, there's only a bit of a small square footage of patch that isn't covered by the same like egg sacs, right? That surround the rooms and floors below you. But there's actually already an impact near where Samuel has tested his gauntlets. And Venturier is like, she's kind of like inspecting the impact point and clearly comparing the two. And I mean, you can actually see yourselves that just by looking at the two, the one that was already there looks deeper, and like the destructive force like on the stone itself looks more significant than what the blast that Samuel has just emitted. Next is kind of the chest plate, in which Samuel displays like epic feats of strength, like picking up two of his personal guard, like almost like one in each hand, right? Like they kind of, he lowers his hands down and each of them puts one foot in his palm. Kind of like, you know, if you link your hands together to give someone a boost.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. But Samuel does it with one hand, just picks them up off the ground, like one in each hand, lowering them back to the floor. Venturier kind of nods again to move on. The helm, as Venturier gets kind of close up to Samuel, right? Just looking him over, look at the bits of his face that are visible under the armor, right? She kind of gives a disapproving look. Finally, the boots, and Samuel just kind of raises up in the air, just begins to hover up in the air and just and flies around this chamber. Not too quickly, as it is quite low and a little crowded in here now with the number of people here. And then he finally, like, sets back down onto the ground. And Venturia kind of thinks for a bit, right? Clearly, she kind of, like, starts waving, like, a finger in the air, has her eyes closed as if she's, like, doing some kind of a calculation. There's clearly been a decrease in abilities of the armor.
That glowing light, that's exactly what we heard reported happening. Samuel, the light coming from your tent, it could have been the armor.
That is a possibility.
Do you feel well?
I feel tired.
It's not good.
I feel antsy. I feel agitated. I feel like I want to get the task at hand done.
I feel you, Samuel, but I'm... General Venturier, is this, like, different enough that we have to be worried?
She kind of, like, closes her eyes again. You see her finger kind of flitting, like, making motions in the, like, looks like numbers or symbols she's, like, writing in the air. If the decrease in power continues at the rate of which it has the past 24 hours, I predict that we have a week, two, perhaps, before the armor is completely useless.
Would this drain the armor of its usefulness forever, or is this temporary? Is this like a user issue or an armor issue? What are you guys' thoughts?
Venturier kind of shakes her head. Unfortunately, I do not have enough data to come to a proper conclusion. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we finish what we've started here before we no longer can fight. Before I'm useless with this. That is what is important.
Sure, but imagine fighting while being useful. Imagine fighting with that feeling that you had when you first put the armor on and the strength you felt and the ability to take Niyogi, like that feeling that you could win this war.
I believe I still can.
Okay.
You doubt?
I'm just worried. We don't know what we're dealing with here. General Calloway, any thoughts?
Calloway finally approaches after the testing is done. And you can see Samuel kind of gives her a nod as Calloway will, taking your advice, she informs Samuel, I'm going to attempt to remove any type of curse that may be on you, or she'll start with a chest plate perhaps for the armor. So she literally just casts remove curse on Samuel. And, you know, she waits a second. I feel no different. And she'll kind of systematically go through each piece and remove curse. So by the time she gets to the last piece, she is kind of dipping into upcasting for her to be able to fully cast this many times, right? And after every piece, she's checking in with Samuel, and immediately Samuel is not noticing any like positive effect after she's tried to remove curse on these items. And finally, the last piece, and again, Samuel, nothing has changed.
So maybe it's user related? Samuel, what do you know? What was passed down to you from your ancestors about this armor? What do you know that we don't? We need all the information we can get.
I know that my bloodline can wield it. As you see, I can wield it. My bloodline is responsible for sealing away the entities that threatened this world more than a millennia ago. My bloodline is about to do the same now.
Okay. Is there any way to test? I'm looking at the generals. Is there any way to test whether there's something wrong with Samuel's blood type or something like that is conflicting? Fighting it?
Calloway kind of thinks, I don't believe I have anything that could give us an answer like that.
So sure, you can wield it, but Samuel, what if, I don't know, what if it's fighting you? What if it's draining you for some reason and there was a way to stop it? I'm just trying to help.
Ben Trier kind of looks over to Falzern. Falzern and I came up with a hypothesis that something may be missing. Perhaps another piece that we do not know about. Perhaps it is these artifacts that power the tower.
Yes, I agree. It could make sense.
Wait, so you need the Eyes of Dendar, potentially?
That may be a possibility.
I look around at the armor. There's no, like, you know, inlay in the armor that looks like the eye would fit in it. You know what I mean? Like,
No, you don't. I mean, the pieces themselves, like, are connected by, like, a blue scale mail, right?
Yeah.
Part of the assembly process. But no, there's not, like, any obvious, like, sockets in which you would place the, like, two eyes, like, you know, fist-size balls of sapphire looking the art thing. Nothing quite like as obvious as that.
And the armor was created by the goods? Question mark?
I don't think we know for sure how it was created.
But it seems very linked with Dendar in the way of, like, the color blue and the glowing of blue being the exact same. And I mean, we know who has the eyes.
As I told you, I have people out to retrieve them.
Okay.
Clearly, that is even more pertinent than simply keeping them out of Isabella's hands.
I guess. I couldn't have ever imagined you need the eyes for the armor.
Well, I think we're still missing more information and able to know anything for sure, but
I can try one more thing tomorrow, Samuel. I can review it tonight and prepare for it. Just try a restoration spell on you just to see if anything changes.
If you think that may help.
I don't know.
That's very costly magic.
It's okay, you gave me this ring, Falzer, and I'll...
You're still convinced that there's a curse?
I'm not convinced, I'm sick of sitting around doing nothing. I just need to do what I can. Do you know what I mean?
Well...
I'm antsy.
Well, if General Van Trier's estimations are correct, if there's a week, maybe two, left of power in this armor before it loses its effectiveness, perhaps our best solution is to act promptly and not delay while Samuel still has a significant amount of power.
I agree.
You say the word and I teleport to Shaft and try to get the eyes back to you that way. If he's still with Shakara.
We can't be certain that they have the eyes or that they're together.
We know they have the eyes, Falzern, and stop being in denial.
Okay.
We can't let them get to Izzy.
I wonder if our best plan of attack is to stay on course and not delay any farther with our plan while Samuel still has power.
My men will find them, Mia. I need you here.
Okay. Do you generals think that once the armor has worn off its power, it's not user-based? Like, it's dead, done? Like, Samuel, do you have any bloodline that would also be able to wield this armor?
I have no children. I am the last cultist.
Okay, so what's the plan?
It is good you've brought the generals here, as their assembly was pending later today, as it is.
Well, Stellus isn't here, but
I've already conferred with Stellus, as he is the one that will be mobilizing the majority of our troops. The plan will be as follows. Position garrisons of paladins at the nearest cave entrances that we can get to in a timely fashion. We will take those caves. We will use them as an entry point into the Nyogi system. We will start with this portal, as he points to it. We have to get this reactivated. Once inside, we will take control over whatever system in which they've devised to travel. Once we have control of that asset, we will have control of the caves. From there, we can infiltrate the rest, locate the bodies, and destroy them.
All right, well, it's going to be a big attack at the same time. I didn't realize that.
Well, Samuel, how do we get through this wall?
That is where you come in, Baldrin.
Me? I did try already, and I suppose I could try again.
Yes, I need you to attempt once more to connect to this passageway. I believe you can do it.
I can try. I suppose it can't hurt. I tried using my magic to get a better understanding of what magical properties it might have, but it brought me no information at all. But we're not losing anything for me to try again. Okay, so I guess Falzarin kind of just walk up to the wall, sort of put his hands onto it, try to
tickle
feel
it.
The wall. Yeah, tickle it. put his hands on the wall and sort of just pause for a moment, sort of dig down into, you know, his knowledge of the arcane and his ability to harness magic and just try to feel for anything that he might get from it, any little tendril of magic that he might be able to sense.
As you kind of make contact with it and like almost like center yourself, right? Everyone else watching you, they see you like falls and you go limp, like almost as if you faint and you kind of tumble, like collapse to the cave floor. You can make me an intelligence saving throw, please, with advantage.
Oh boy. What have you done now, Falzarin?
The Nyogi God will save you.
25.
Nice.
You have succeeded. You've passed the save. And you, it falls in your eyes open.
Where am I? What? Who? I kind of like look around, obviously sort of disoriented. What's happening?
Brawlzer, can you make me a contested arcana check, please?
15.
You speak out briefly, and then you faint again. You collapse into unconsciousness again, only for like a second or two before you open your eyes once again. Samuel is, you know, he kind of takes a step to you as he picks you up. Off, you know, gets you back to your feet. Samuel puts his hand on the portal, what once was like a stone and to the touch, right? Like hard and immovable. It depresses and begins to stretch against the pressure of his touch.
Well done, Valdrin. We must quickly mobilize before this is closed once more.
What did you do?
It worked. How?
You don't even know?
No. I don't know what happened.
I suspected, after our conversation, Mia, about this deal.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That there may be some innate connection that we could use to our advantage between Falzarin and this Nyogi system. It seems I was correct. Perhaps he'll be a liability. But for now, we can use him.
I mean, I'm a liability, basically. I owe the thing.
I'm not sure how to feel about this.
You can trust yourself for now, Falzarin. We won't split up. You and me, we know what's normal for each other, you know?
Right.
You'll know. I'll know.
Right. All right, I guess we see what's on the other side.
For now, prepare yourselves. It would be foolish for simply us to walk through. We will assemble the garrisons, send them out now, and then as a unit, we will see what is on the other side.
Yes, that sounds like a great idea.
The only line that came in my head was like reaching down to my hammer on my waist, like, it's hammer time. It's like the only thing I could think of.
And that's our show. For more Aspara information, visit incorrigibleparty.com, where you can find all of our social media links, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, as well as our Patreon. Our patrons get exclusive content like blooper reels and patron-only mini-campaigns. Our theme music was created by Josh Jarvis. For any of your musical needs, you can contact him at jamesmercymusic@gmail.com. Well, the rest of our sounds and music throughout our plays
provided by tabletopaudio.com. And of course, our show sponsor, Critical Hit Design, for your design needs, visit criticalhitdesign.com. Happy adventuring.
This has been a Sounds of Steel production.